Okay, then, where do I start? Dear Diary, how long am I supposed to feel this way? Dear Diary, life is precious.
So welcome back to Life at the Grief Podcast, episode 5. With your girl, Key Lachey, and today we have a special guest who goes by the name of Miss Kornika. Okay, so me and Kornika have been best friends since the third grade, right? I think we knew each other a little bit longer, but we became best friends since the third grade. Okay, so throughout friendship, I felt like, you know, you was a very supportive friend. Not was, you are a very supportive friend. You're very caring and understanding. And one thing about you, you do always show up for me, me and my kids. So I definitely appreciate you for that. Okay. So I know how we did episode 2 and we talked about friends. And I know that on episode 2 I talked about the situation that me and you had. Do we want to call that falling out?
No, we ain't beefing nothing.
I know. So what are right, so
I mean
misunderstanding?
Yeah.
Maybe okay.
Yeah.
So the misunderstanding that we had, all right. So before I even dropped the episode, you know, I reached out to you and I told you like, hey, on the second episode, I'm gonna talk about what me and you went through. Is that okay?
Right.
And you was like, yeah, I don't care. You don't never care. You'd be like, yeah, I don't care. I'm like, okay. See, I'm thinking you like you knew what I was talking about though. Okay. Okay. So episode 2, let me just give a little recap. Episode 2, we talked about our friends and our family. How we felt like during that time, who was there for us and who wasn't there for us.
Right.
So I talked about the situation with me and you, how we had stopped talking. And I only talked about that was because that was one of the situations that was that like really affected me. Like during that my grieving time, it really affected me. So I know you had texted me and you was like, oh bitch, I'm about to call you because I was like, wait, what the podcast? And I'm looking at my phone and the call, I'm like, okay, like, what she feels that way about? Like, I'm thinking, like, I already talked to her about it. I got the okay, because I never want to, you know, talk about a situation and the other person not comfortable with it.
Right.
So I made sure I brought it to your attention first. And you was like, okay, yeah, no, go ahead. But then it's like, when I uploaded it, you texted me and was like, you felt some type of way. Why is that? So from your point of view, when you see episode 2, like, what did you, how do you think I portrayed you? Or, like, what did you get out of that?
Well, like, when you did discuss that, you know, about the whole podcast thing, you know, I was like, oh, that'll be good for, you know, you and your friend and okay. Everything. I thought it was a good idea. You both explained, you know, y'all grief. So when you did come to me and was like, hey, I'm going to, you know, talk about our situation we experienced, you know, went through at the time. I was like, okay, like, I probably wouldn't listen, but, you know, I wouldn't be caring. But I just was like, okay. But I really didn't know, like, you know, what you probably talking about. Because I'm like, we didn't really go through nothing. And just, I thought maybe, you know, I probably was just like, we just stopped talking. But I didn't know it was the whole, you know, the other parts to it. But so when I watched the podcast, I was just at work, you know, watching it, you know, being supportive, looking at it. I'm like, all right, cool. Then it just struck me. I'm at work looking like, what the fuck she talking about? Like, I'm lost. So I'm like, I'm at work. I can't even focus on my work. I'm just like, just all over the place now. I'm like, oh my God, like what? Like, I'm calling my mom. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, mom, I can't do this. I'm like, no, I'm about to text her. I'm like, you know, because I try to communicate with everybody, you know, as much as I can. So I just texted her. I'm like, she's going to be like, I'm tripping. But, you know, I was really, you know, clear. You know, I text you and then, you know, we got on the phone, was discussing, you know, what happened or whatever. And we both was confused and, well, I ain't gonna say confused. I was confused on my end is why you stopped, you know, how you was, you know, but it helped me shit.
Why we stopped communicating.
Yeah.
Alright, so from your perspective, why did you think we stopped talking?
Alright, I thought maybe because, you know, me, it was your first time experiencing, you know, losing somebody, well, I'm gonna say like, you know, close to that. Mm-hmm. And I never experienced, you know, losing nobody close to me, so I didn't really know how to like reach out or, you know, so I just, you know, just checking on y'all. I was at work at the time. I'm like, let me check on her. You know, I'm not dead physically with her or whatever. So I was like, let me just text her. So I just reached out and say like, hey, how you feeling? And then it just was like, how do you think I feel? How I'm supposed to feel, whatever. So I just was like, you know, I'm not gonna keep reaching out to nobody. You know, and they, you know, won't keep giving me a response. I'm like, all right. So I just left it alone. So I never.
So was that giving you that response every time you text me?
It was like an edit. I don't know how to reach out, but you know, we just said like, how you feeling, checking on. I know you was pregnant, you know, for along in your pregnancy and everything. So after that, I just stopped reaching out, basically. And you just never reached back out to me. But you had your reason why you wasn't, you know, reaching back out to me, which I didn't know. So you know, there was no communication right there, and
all right, so let's go back to that, because let's talk about it. So, I remember me texting you. I mean, you texting me, because you were checking up on me. And I remember you asking me, like, how do you feel? And I was just like, how do you think I feel? Like
I'm supposed to feel,
just,
right?
Yeah, I just think that at that time, I had so much fucking anger. And it wasn't, like, towards anyone, like, of my friends. I think I just was just so angry at the situation. It was like, damn. Man, this man planned the whole future. I'd have been with him for 5 years. He come home. We plant to have a baby. I get pregnant. And then 6 months of my pregnancy, he get killed. And it just was like, I didn't, like, I was so, like, fucking, like, my head just was so cloudy. Like, I did not know, like, what to think. And I still had to process everything with me being pregnant. So it was like, all right, just looking back now, I see, like, when a person is grieving, it's no right question to ask them,
right?
Like I know that now looking back, but my thing was, okay, yeah, you had texted me like, hey, how you feeling? And that's probably just because, again, you never been through it. You just asked him like a generalized question, like, well, let me just ask how I feel, because you don't know what to say to somebody who lost somebody. Okay, so when you had asked me that, I just was just like, yo, how the fuck do people think I'm supposed to feel? And it necessarily wasn't like taking towards you. Yeah, it wasn't intentionally. I just was just like so fucking angry. And then I think you texted me and was like, every time I text you, you always get small or something like that, whatever. And I don't remember verbatim what I said back or if I even said anything back. But okay. We did not talk after that, I don't think. But the picture situation came up. But this is why I was like, I thought you knew, like, why I was really mad about the picture. Mm-hmm. So the picture kind of like started it, because it was like, after you had texted me and said that, I'm not sure where we was at, but you told my sister like about the picture. I know I called and I asked you about the picture, and mind you, this was after you texted me and said, how you feeling? So this was like afterwards, when I was like, how you think I feel? I don't think we had talked for like a couple days, and then my sister came to me and was playing about the picture. Like, Monica came to me, she told me you asked about the picture, she didn't know how to tell you, she asked me, do she think that you should tell me? And my sister said, she told you, like, yeah. And you was like, Keon asked me about the picture, but I seen that I got it, but I don't know what the, like, I don't want to tell him. So that's when I called you. Remember when I called you and I was like, just straight zapping, like, what the fuck? I asked you about a picture. I'm crying to you about a picture. And you sat there lied in my fucking face and told me you didn't see a picture or nothing about it. And then we completely stopped talking after that. I think I just was so fucking angry, because I just felt like, all right, at the time, you ain't had to. Well, just looking back now, I understand that. All right, I probably wouldn't have showed you the picture if it was vice versa. But I probably would have confirmed it. Like, yeah, I did see the picture, Quantica. I did see the picture, because I think I more so wanted confirmation. I was like, it's a picture going around of him, you know, dead in the street. Did you see it? And you just like completely act like you know what I was talking about. That part made me mad. So then when my sister told me, I'm just like, damn, I just asked her about the picture. And she's telling me, like, she didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. But then she went to you. So then I called you. You know, I said what I said. I was, like, so fucking angry. I just was just, I don't know, I just was so angry. And then we just never reached back out to each other. So, but during that time, I'm still going through my grieving emotions. I'm still, like, you know, pregnant with my son. I'm still, like, life still got to go on. I still had to go to work. I still had to pay bills. Like, I still had to do shit. But it was just, like, at times where I just felt like, I don't know. I felt like, no, I can't do, oh, no, I'm about to cry. I just felt like, damn, I can't do this shit no more. And it was like, the one person who I expected to be there for me was not there. Like, all right, I know I was getting smarter, whatever, but it's like, damn, you gotta put yourself in my shoes. Like, damn, this girl, first child, 6 months pregnant, child father got killed. And then I just felt like you chose to keep your distance or whatever. I felt like that wasn't the right time to do that. Which I understand, like, who wants to deal with somebody and they edit, you know, like, part they edit you. But I'm like, damn, you can at least, like, understand where I'm coming from. Just like, bitch, you've been bachelor's in third grade. So if nobody else was there, I expected you to be there. You could have, like, all right, a couple days, gave me a little bit of space or whatever. But it's like, you never checked back up on me, never nothing. Until it was the day of the baby shower, and you text me, like, oh, thanks for the invite, son, but I will be there to support you and baby E. And I'm just looking like, why the fuck? Like, girl, I ain't talked to you down there in 2 months. So I think I just did not respond back. And I told my other best friend, Shanisha, I'm just like, yeah, come on, you can't text me. And she just was all like, yo, you know, ready to talk. That's your best friend, stand third. And I just was just so angry. I'm like, it's nothing I gotta say to her. She ain't checking me a whole fucking 2 months while I'm going through this. And it wasn't like, all right, a month passed. And then, because you know, normally, maybe like a month passed, shit starts to die down. Mm-hmm. It was like, you isolated yourself like within like 2 weeks, maybe like 3 weeks, maybe at the most.
Right.
It was still like fresh. And I was just like, yo, damn. And like for years, like a long time, like that it just made me kind of like, I don't know, I just never forget it. I just never forgot it. We started back talking or whatever. And I forgot how we started back talking, but we started back talking. You was there for me when I had my son. You went to my doctor's appointment with me, which I greatly, truly appreciated. But I always felt like that shit always played in the back of my head. Like, damn, the one time I need you the most, it's like, you wasn't even there. And I don't know, it just like, it didn't turn to like hatred or nothing. It just was like, I couldn't forgive it. I mean, I couldn't forgive it at the time. So then eventually as years go on, I finally just was like, all right. You know, I forgive her. Like, just looking back now, I'm like.
But it still bothered you.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't intentionally, like, I understand her point of view. I had to kind of like allow myself to go through the grieving process, to take a step back and like analyze everything of what I was doing, like my actions and all that. And I don't know, it just was like, it, and someone once told me, they was like, you know, you gotta forgive and forget. And I'm just like, okay. I can forgive a person if I felt like it wasn't no ill intent into it. So it's like, okay, I forgave Juanita. But just like, it's not like I hold that against you, but it's like that, I'm just not going to forget that. That was something like traumatic, that was something important, it was like, you know, anything happened with you, it's like, bitch, I show up. Like, I be there. You call me, you need a call, somebody, like, I be there. So it just was like, even like afterwards, like after his death and everything, I still was trying to be a good friend. I still showed up for you. I still was there for you if you need anything. But it still like be playing in my mind, like, yo, just like that one time.
Right.
And I think I'm trying to figure out how to say it. I definitely forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I want to say I forget. I just won't forget the situation, but it's not like I'm going to hold it against you.
Right.
So that was my aspect of it. And it took me kind of like years to be like, all right, you know what? Keon, you got to kind of like let it go. Like, just looking back, like, she didn't mean that, you know. It's causing my actions. I'm going through stuff with grief. I'm angry at everybody. My sister even texted me, was like, she texted me, how you doing or something? I think I probably said the same thing. She just was like, you can't like push the people you love away. That's basically what you're doing. Like, we're trying to help you and you're pushing us away. But just like, it's kind of hard to explain when you're not in a situation. It's like, yo, y'all don't know how I feel. I understand that. But it's like, I had so much anger. I was so angry. And I just was like, nobody kind of like took that into consideration. Of my feelings, of like, yeah, everybody was concerned, like, damn, she lost her child father, she pregnant, this, that, and the third. But it was like, nobody really asked me, like, just like, even like, if the years went on, I felt like I held so much in. I feel like nobody took the time to ask me to, like, talk about it. So then it's like, when I did the podcast, and I'm trying to be like transparent, and I'm trying to just show people, like, you know, this is like everyday thing, like, nobody's perfect, everybody go through stuff. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm just expressing like how I felt. So then when I start talking about everything in the situation unfold, it's like the emotions start coming back. Like, because I never got that chance to talk about it over the years. It's just like I held everything in. and I finally get to talk about it. So now I'm getting kind of like angry again. So it was like, you know, like damn, like what the fuck?
So let me address episode 2.
Okay.
Yeah, she explained to me, you know, that she was putting up the podcast and, you know, got my consent confirmation and everything. So, you know, like I said before, I was like, okay. So when I seen it, you know, when she posted it, you know, she told me the date that it was dropping and everything. So when you posted it and everything, I just was like, I'm watching it. I'm like, I'm like a bad friend. Like, you know how you, you know, portrayed me on the episode. So I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I look like I just wasn't there. I just look like, I mean, to you, I probably was considered, you know, a bad friend for, you know, the support due to it was like a misunderstanding or miscommunication.
I just thinking that like that little, right, wasn't like you just was overall bad friend. It was just that little time frame, like
right.
When I needed you, yeah, you wasn't.
Yeah,
there.
So when I seen episode 2, I'm like, damn, like I look like I want to tell my story, but not like to the media. Like, you know, I called you, you know, we talked about it on the phone. So I was like, oh no, let me, you know, call her, reach out. So, you know, I reached out, he was on the phone talking about, you know, was crying and everything, you know, it was so raw, like, you know, so, I'm just was like, I didn't know that was the reason why, you know, all the, like, the attitude you was giving me and everything was all about a picture.
No, it wasn't about the picture. The attitude just was because just my situation, what I was going through.
Oh,
I was just fucking angry. It just was like, y'all keep asking me.
See, I thought you, at you the were time, upset at me, though. Because when you asked me about the picture, I basically said, like, I didn't have it at
the
time.
So, I
so
was,
that's why I'm thinking, like, all right.
I was upset about that. But that was kind of, yeah, I was upset about that.
Right, that's what I said. Like, the attitude was, you know.
But that was before that. The attitude was before. Mind you, I called you because you texted me. It was like, you, every time I text you, you always got an attitude.
Okay.
And I'm just like, no, you said you always getting smart. I said, because it was like, what the fuck, you asked me how I'm feeling, how you think I'm feeling?
Okay.
The picture was after that, because I don't think we talked in a couple days. All
right.
Because I called you, and I just thought, wilding out. And you just was, I don't remember what the fuck you said.
I
just
think
was like,
he was at his mom's house, and I asked your sister about,
yeah,
like, about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't think it, you know, was a right place and time, you know,
right.
They thought, like, oh yeah, here go, but you know, that was something, you know, for me and you. So the next thing closer to you, I spoke with your sister, like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, you think I should show, you know, Key the picture, whatever. And she was like, just like, yeah, you know, I think, but me thinking about your feelings and, you know, at the time, I'm thinking like, this is not the right time. Like, I can,
right.
You know, discuss this with her another time. So I don't know, you know, the communication you and your sister probably had afterwards. So, you know, that's why I brought your tension and, you know, frustration and everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so when you did speak about it, you know, it was basically like, you know, you had the picture or saw the picture or however, but I didn't tell you about the picture at the time. So I'm just sitting there like, damn, like, you know, was I supposed to show the picture in the midst of his mom's house? And then I would have been like, on, you know, on the spot, like, oh, everybody, you know, everybody would have been like, oh, mm-hmm. Let me see, send this to me. Like, you know, that's not even me to be, you know, flaunting around. Like, I'm not private or nothing like that. I'm just, you know, whatever man you talk about, that's what we talk about.
Right.
Like, it don't leave from us. So it's just like, damn, once I saw the podcast, I'm like, damn, like, she was mad at me about the picture. Like, I didn't know that. I'm thinking, man, you mad because, well, we stopped talking with, though. Like, I just stopped reaching out and wasn't there for you at the time when you was going through, you know, your mm-hmm. grief and everything. But, like, everything else, like, me showing up at his mom's house, I set the candle, like, you know, when you called,
yeah.
I was there. But then it just was, like, I distanced myself away. Like, I isolated myself because it was just, like I said, every time, you know, I was reaching out, it was, like, added to you and, like, smartness. And, it, you know, it could have been, you know, you was pregnant, your hormones, your emotions, and everything at the time. So, I was just, like, I didn't contact him in, month or two or so.
Like, 1 or 2 months.
I think I reached out to Shanisha. Your other best friend. I think I reached out to her, or she reached out to me. I forgot how I went. Don't get me wrong.
I think she did.
I think she reached out to me on Instagram and was like, "Hey, I think it would be a good idea you come to the baby shower."
Yeah, I think it was Twitter.
Yeah,
I remember I talked about that.
I think it was Instagram. I'm so mad I lost my own page. But yeah, I think, I don't know how I went, but I think it was, however, it was a reach out with me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she was like, you know, I think it'd be a good idea that, you know, you come to the baby shower. So, you know me, I don't care. So, I'm like, well, I'm going to come. I'm going to go. I still never have talked to you or reached out. Yeah, so. Yeah. Uncle, you know, me and him, he was with a friend of mine. And he was like, he wanted to go to a cookout. He wanted to go to a baby shower, you know, with me. or whatever. So he like, can you have a gift? So I'm like, you know, hey, you know, we can write both our name on the gift at the time, whatever, whatever. So, you know, man, him showed up. I know that's your favorite uncle because I was growing up. I'm like, you know, she's going to be so happy you came, whatever, whatever. And so, I came. So we still got like other little, you know, mutual friends and everything. So, you know, me and you, you know, I gave you a hug or whatever. Like, we didn't like really socialize or anything like that. But, you know.
And I think it was more so because I just was like, bitch, how dare you? And I ain't mean to, you know, like, right. It was just my, I'm just like, you, like, how dare you show up?
But I showed up.
When you had, yeah, you showed up. And that's what I'm saying.
The godmother. So I'm like, you know, was like, yeah, I'm going to still
there. Show up, like, but I just felt like that one little,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, traumatic thing, like, it just being fresh. I just felt like I wish you never would have kind of, like, isolated yourself.
And because I get it now, I will isolate myself now and not call you or talk to you for like weeks, and you'll be like, why you never call me? And I'll be like, I don't even know what to say, like, because I'm just like, isolate, like, you do that now, don't I do that now? Mm-hmm. Like, I might, but we still talk, like, and I do that with, I don't really have a lot of friends, but so, my two main friends, but yeah.
So, okay.
I don't know why, and like we said on the phone, we had the conversation, you're like, why do you do that? Why don't you explain or, you know, talk about it? Like, I don't know, like, I don't like talk about what I go through. I just like the... just go through it and just isolate myself. I feel better when I isolate it. I feel like I get by or get through it, whatever I'm going through. It could be stress, like a depression, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's how I feel like I kind of like get through it. Because, you know, everybody got their stuff going through in life.
Right.
So I find isolation better for me.
And so when you explained that to me over the phone, right, I think growing up, I never experienced that side of you. Because even like when you was going through stuff in relationships and I was going through stuff in relationships, we like called each other like after the fact, like, girl, cause why XYZ, this, that, and the third, like, why this happened or whatever. So it wasn't like, all right, you call me, and mind you, we younger at the time. So you never kind of really like shut down as much as you do now. So it's like, when it happened, during my child fall, during the whole situation it happened, you kind of just like, all right, let me just like, you know, kind of remove myself, give her some space. I'm just like, I just couldn't understand like your logic of why you would do that at that time.
Right, that was like a but then, big
space. Yeah, so then, and I think I just was more so mad that you like let it go on as long as you did. I'm pretty sure you thought about me and stuff like that, but this was like, damn, like you didn't even reach out. You reached out like, I think it was the day before the baby shower or the day of the baby shower, probably the day before. Yeah, you reached out to me, and I'm just looking at the message like, girl, how dare you? Like how dare you think you about to show up when you have not been here this whole time? But that was just me, like, again, right, in my emotions, being angry. And then when you came, I know you gave me a hug. And you was like, girl, I don't give a fuck if you made. You said something like that. And we took a picture, and I just was like, this is not the time or the place. Because I was like, you know, we got to have a conversation. But I'm like, this is not the time or the place. So I just kind of, like, let it go. Mm-hmm. And this was like it was just so much going on during the baby shower and everything.
And I think after, like, the baby shower, I think, like, I reached out with, like, you know, no, I think we reached out. I think I reached out about, like, his doctor's appointment or something. Yeah. Like, hey, I want to go to the doctor's appointment with you or something like that. And we got the doctor's appointment, and, you know, we told a small conversation. We, you know, went in the bathroom and everything. And then after that, it was like, our friendship gradually, you know, when he did, you know, when you went in the hospital and everything, he was like, not getting back there, but we was like kind of like, you know,
rebuilding,
like,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was there, like, that's my godson. Like I was there. Like, let me know when he's born. Like, I know the father not gonna be there physically. Like, I wanna be there.
And I think that we didn't really have like an in-depth conversation like we did over the phone. Because I think that like when stuff happened to me or like somebody hurt my fucking feelings, which I noticed, like this year I noticed, I don't never like express myself on how I feel. It's like, okay, it's always a situation where, all right, boom, we start back talking again. But we never addressed the elephant in the room. We never addressed, like, what happened. I never say how I felt. That person never say how they felt. It probably was a, oh, well, you know, I apologize for doing X, Y, Z. And I'm just like, oh, okay,
and it was
okay.
Never, like, even an apology. And that just was like, you know, I reached out, I think, by me just reaching out, like, hey, I want to come to the next doctor's appointment. And I made sure I showed up to the appointment. And then I think you reached out, like, you about to go on labor. You know, you was getting induced, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'm going to come back for work. Mm-hmm. I think I left work earlier when I got off from work because induction took days and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was there, whatever, and, you know, we was all around. Just regular little old times, like, we ain't, like, addressing, you know, like, why we stopped talking or anything. So, this was, like, that probably wasn't the time and place because, you know, you weren't, going to leave. So, it was like we just, through, you know, as time went by, we just, you know,
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, like, you build that, push it back to the side. But yeah, the conversation was never had.
Right. So that's what came in with, like, when you made the second part, you know, the second part is about women you went through. I was kind of like in shock, and I was just like, I never knew this was the reason, you know, or this how she felt, or anything. So.
But it wasn't my thing to make you, like, look like a bad friend. You see how, like, you, I feel like when people go through stuff, you'll never realize, or you'll never see yourself in that moment.
Right.
So now it's like, all right, it then passed. Now you're seeing somebody else talk about it. And you looking like, damn, she made me seem like a bad friend. It's like, I wasn't trying to make you seem like a bad friend, but these are the events that happened.
Right.
And it just was like, I never tried to portray that she was a bad friend. I just said that, talked about the picture, and I just was like, you know, we didn't talk for like 2 months, and that shit really fucking hurt me. Because it was like, yo, you my fucking best friend. If anybody, like, you should have been there. I had, like, people reaching out to me. You know, they would stop by, stuff like that. I'm just like, damn, I, you know, like, I expect that from my best friend. Even though, like, we kind of, I called you, wild you out.
And I just felt like, you know, I wasn't coming in space because I was like, damn, like, she giving all this attitude, you know, I'm keeping my distance. I'm just like, I don't want to be in negativity.
Yeah.
Like, if I was the king, you know, I should have at the time, but I was feeling like, you know, my own feelings too. Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go and she acting like this towards me. Like, then that's going to rub me the wrong way, you know, mm-hmm, and that was in time and place, but yeah.
So, I just think doing that, I just needed to, like,
you wanted me there.
Yeah, but I also needed to kind of, like, go through the emotions. Because I was mean to everybody, and I did not notice it until, like, you know, looking back at it, like, damn, I was a bitch. But it was like, I didn't mean to be that, like, portray myself as that person, but it was like I was going through a lot, and it was like nobody could understand what I was going through. Like, nobody was in my shoes, nobody, nothing. It's like, at the end of the day, you know, y'all like go on. I'm the one that's still stuck here pregnant, about to have a baby, child father disease, don't know nothing about raising a kid, like, no, nothing. Y'all kids still got their father. Like, it just was like a lot of emotions and, like, anger. It was more so, like,
first time,
anger,
you know, experiencing a situation like that. So, and like I said, me, I never experienced losing somebody close to me, and never experienced one of my friends with, so, you know, I had to show, like, a support, like, you know, my closest friend, like, you and Ashley, for instance, like, I never experienced that. None of us never experienced it,
right,
for each other, so, right, you know, but now, right, I learned that, you know, reaching out to somebody saying, how you feel, how you feeling, I know that now, to, you know, just say, hey, sending prayers and condolences, you know, something like that, instead of, like, how you feeling today, or, you know, I learned how to rephrase my message now. So, like, I won't reach out and be like, how you feeling? Like,
but not to say that's not a bad question, though. I just think, just when people are kind of, like, going through something traumatic like that, it's just kind of, like, to me, I just feel like it's kind of a stupid question. Although it's like a, you know,
like,
you don't know what's, like, the right words to say to a person. So, you just say, let me just say how you feeling, or everything will get better. Like, people that are going through grief, we don't want to hear that. Because it's like, yo, it's not going to get better. It may get better, like, further along, but, like, as of right now, it's not going to get better. How you, like, how you think I'm feeling? I'm depressed as fuck. I'm angry. Like, so I feel like people...
I respect... I expected, you know, a response, something like, it's hard, or me, you know, something, like, different, but it was just, like, the response just clicked back, like, how you think I'm feeling? Like, I can hear her saying this, like, how you think I'm feeling? I'm like, fuck no, like...
I was just...
I'm at work with my coworkers, like, is I'm fucking crazy? Like, they, like... I can't really recall what they were saying, but I'm just looking like something crazy, like, you know, like, because, like, you know, a couple months when I lost my grandmother, like, you know, and somebody would ask me, like, how I'm feeling, you know, I wasn't angry, but I could say, you know, you were angry because you were pregnant. I wasn't angry, you know, I just was like, you know, it's like, that was two different kind of situations.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
But I just was like, I wasn't, like, kind of angry when nobody asked me that question, because, like, my grandma was the closest thing to me, like, somebody I see in my daily life, like, yeah, like, my mom, like, you know. So, you know, when somebody was asking, like, I'm like, you know, I'm taking it day by day, like, it's hard, like, but not seeing her here every day. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's angry. I wouldn't say, like, you know how you was or anything. But
I think it was just more so, like, the situation, like, the circumstances.
Right,
it's
two different kind of.
Yeah, about, like, how he got killed. It,
right,
it
was like a natural death, and then it was, like,
like, an unplanned death. So, I think I would just more so, and then I kind of, like, I think in a sense I kind of like blamed myself a little bit, because it was just like, all right, I'm the last person he talked to. It just had me thinking like, damn, I should have kind of like maybe lied, said I was going to labor, I was able to control. I should have like did more to get him to come back into the house. So I felt like It's kind of like that little part that kind of like weighs down on me. Like, damn, well, like, did I really do all I could do? Like, was it really my fault? Like, so that kind of like, you know, it like bothered me a lot. Mm-hmm. And it just turned into anger. Like, I would just
figure out like, what you could have did.
Yes, it was just like so much anger. Then it was like, okay, I'm going through stuff with the doctors. They telling me like, complications. I'm a high risk. I got to come in every week. I'm just not, nobody's not really like explaining stuff to me. And like at that age in my life, and I'm just like, yo, why? Like, why did this have to happen to me? Like, why am I going through all this? Mm-hmm. So then it's like, all right, I was so like underweight when I was pregnant with him. I had to drink insurance. I'm trying to like, all right, let me kind of like put the grief to the side a little bit and try to focus on like, you know, like having a healthy baby. Because they telling me like, oh, he's underweight. I got to skim. So I'm just like, okay, let me just try to do that. And it just was like, I never allowed myself to grieve. So it just was always like I had like little moments and I just bust out crying. But it's like I didn't have nobody to talk to. Like, I think like after a while, maybe like a year ago, nobody really like sat and talked, like, you know, like held a conversation with me about it or even asked me if I even wanted to talk about it. Right. Just, you know, all the stuff I was going to do with the mother, the family. It just was like, yo, that shit just was really fucked up. Like the way they treated me, the way I went about it. And it was like through all that, I tried to stay strong and be like, all right. At the end of the day, my son need me. At the end of the day, I know that his father, like, you know, like, what was best for me and what was best for the son. Like, I know at the end of the day, his father understand my intentions. So I just had to kind of, like, you know, do stuff for my own good, for my child's own good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then it was just, like I tried
to. You graduated that year, the same year?
I did. Yeah. No, I graduated the next year because I graduated in 2018. Yeah, but it was... But that's what I'm saying. People will see stuff like that, like, damn, you still went to school, you still graduated, like, you're so strong. And it just was like, no, I was like, bitch, oh, like, about to fall off the cliff. Like, it was just, like, not easy. And it was like, when I graduated school, I went to the cemetery. Like, right after my graduation, I went to the cemetery. I just thought, bawling tears, crying. Because it was like, through those times, he was helping me. Like, if I had to write a paper, it's like, all right, I'm taking criminal justice. This nigga damn near criminal, like, or like doing a little criminal activity. So I would always like get his point of view on stuff. So it was like, it just meant so much to me. Like, he really helped me. I remember it was one time I was like, I used to work at the post office. I think I told you I was delivering mail and I was pregnant and I just was like so over it. I was calling him complaining. This nigga pulled up to where I was at, gave me the mail. I told him how to do it. He started like delivering the mail with the other side while I did the other side. So it was like little shit like that was just like, you know, it meant a lot to me. And it's just like, damn. So when I graduated, I'm just like replaying all that. Like, yo, it was like I lost my person. It just was like, yeah, it was just so hard. And it was like just dealing with other people and different emotions. I don't know. I really do not know how I made it through. But I did want to apologize for like my actions during that time.
Just because like, I didn't know, like, it was like, you know, your reason when they, you know, got introduced to the podcast and everything, and then, you know, me on the outside looking in, like, right. Damn, like, it was about a picture. I'm like, but I was confused, so that's why I'm like, oh no, let me, you know, reach out to her. Like, I didn't know that she was upsetting me about, you know, a picture and me not being there, you know, being there to be supportive or showing my support. Like,
all right, so when you say that, but how did you not know that was like I was upset about that? Is it because I never addressed it, or
it could be probably like she never said nothing like, oh, you know, no, you did address it. You said when, you know, when you called me up, like, you know, you had the picture and
right. So how did you not know that I was?
I didn't know. That's why we stopped talking. Like I said, I stopped talking, reaching out after.
Yeah, after the text message, and I had called you about the, okay, yeah.
Yes, I just was like, you know, I was going. I ain't gonna say it was like I isolated. I just was like, I just stopped reaching out because it was like, you know, the response I was getting back. So I just was like, well, I just fell back from you. Okay. Like completely back.
Yeah, I know. I know. We can laugh about it now. It's okay.
Yeah, we cried about it on the phone. That's what I'm like. I wish the conversation was recorded, like the phone conversation, because like I was so upset at work, like. I couldn't finish my work. Like, I was in corners on the phone. Like, we was crying. Like, damn, bitch. Like, why we couldn't have, you know, had this recording? Like, then when she asked me, like, I think we should do the record. I'm like, I really didn't want to do it. But I'm like,
Right. I just felt like I wanted you to tell your side. Because again, you said I made it like you was a bad friend. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that wasn't my intention. So I wanted you to come on and just tell your side on your reasons on your actions, basically. And I just, you know, just kind of show people, like, you know, people go through stuff. Friends go through stuff. But I feel like friends don't talk about stuff that they go through. Right. It may just be like, oh, okay, that happened, and we just, all right, we back talking. Let's just act like it never happened.
And usually if I go do something with my friends or, like, have, like, a misunderstanding phone, I'll be like, all right, we fussed, or, you know, we made sure. I'll be like, I probably call, like, a few hours. Then I call them, like, bitch, what you doing? Like, mm-hmm. But, like, that just was, like, that really just, like, pushed me away. Like, it just, I was just, like, completely, like, no, like, I'm not about to, you know, do this, like, which I should have had, but I really just was, like, no, like, no.
It's okay, though.
But, you know, we talked about it. I should have been there more, but, you know, you was angry at the time. And I can say, over the past years, you know, since the incident, our relationship grew stronger. I mean, we did have a strong relationship then, but it grew stronger over, you know, from our little mediation at the time.
And I just think that just came with, like, maturity.
Yeah. We older now.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff.
Definitely got two children and,
yeah. But I do appreciate you. Just being a good friend. Being a very good friend. And always showing up. Like, I really, really do appreciate you. I feel like out of all my friendships, and I kind of don't want to, like, say it like this, but just, like, you will probably be, like, a person that I would, like, no, I can't just, like, you know, like, let something so small or just let anything kind of come between our friendship. It's just, like, all right, we probably give each other a breathe or whatever. But, you know,
yeah,
like,
but you be fussing me out, like, bitch, why you ain't answering? Yeah, I'd be like, damn, let she think I'm her boyfriend.
Let me,
like,
call her back.
God damn.
Because, like, I be needing to talk.
Girl, she won't call me. I be like,
I be needing to talk.
She be like, I'm not known for, like, talking. And so I be like, oh my God. But, you know, I would just answer. If I don't feel like talking, I'm just answering, you know. And I just vent and go on and, you know.
Because,
like, I don't know what's talking about what I go through, but I don't know where, like, I don't know. That's something I need to work on, you know, myself. But it don't be like nothing, like, intentionally going, but, you know, one shit that I do go, we probably talk about. But it be like life stuff, like bills wise, finance, you know, any little thing, you know, stuff like that. But, and I just, like, shut down, like, huh, I'm tired of going to work, gotta come home and chill, you know, stuff like that. Could be like, it don't even gotta be like relationship wise, you know, just like any of those things. But this bitch would just be like,
because I talk to people every day,
answer the phone, like, I called you. Why didn't you answer? I would tweet something and she would just be like, I called you. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. I'm like, this girl is fucking crazy. But I'd be like, I'm about to call you back. Yeah, and like,
I be needing to talk. And I probably gotta, like, stop doing that. I do it with all my friends. Like,
yeah,
girl, I
call
you. Why you answer phone?
I be saying, I be like, oh my
like,
God.
Like, I know you seen me call you. I be using Shanisha voice messages. Like, I'm bitch, like, oh, I know you fucking seen me. Like, but it just be like, all right, I just, you wanted to kind of. Even if I'm not kind of going through something, maybe I just want to vent for that.
And right beside me, you told me about the videos, the podcast that you about to do with yourself. When you talking like 2 weeks?
Yeah, and why?
I don't know.
No, yeah, I know. Because I don't forget nothing. You was going through something.
Oh, yeah.
Person, right. But we were still talking about it. And I called you to check up on you like the next couple days later. I'm like, let me call to check up on you. But you didn't answer. Yep. You didn't respond back, never nothing. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep, you was like, bitch.
It went a couple days. Then, like, you text me, like, the next week. Like, I wasn't ignoring you. I'm just kind of going through something. I'm trying to, like, I need some time to get myself together. And I drove back. You was like, I'm going to call you. And I was like, okay. You never called me. But then when I dropped the podcast, it was like, you straight text me. Like, oh, bitch, I'm about to call you. I was like, wait. I'm just like, damn, I ain't talked to you in, like, 2 weeks.
Did you come down there? I thought, did you come? I was outside there. I was like, when you talking about the podcast, or did you? I don't know, I think I was on the phone with you. Oh, I thought we were told the person. We probably was, I don't even quite remember, but it was like, damn, I ain't talked to you in two weeks. And then you just straight jumped in my text message, so I'm about to call you, but I didn't say wait. I was just like, I didn't even talk to you, like, damn.
No, bitch,
but
you already had told me about the podcast. And
yeah, but when you seen that, that's what I'm talking about. After you seen the episode, you never, like, when you was going through what you was going through, and this is what I'm saying, was, like, I never seen that side of you of, like, shutting down, isolating yourself. Because, man, you always communicated. Whether it happened a couple days later, whatever, we was always calling each other, like, girl, because let me tell you what this nigga did. Why the fuck this and the third? Right. Like, we always talked about it. So when you did that, I just was like, Yeah. Like, I wasn't going to
beat the phone down.
Yeah. You was like, I needed some time. I wasn't ignoring you. I had to get my head together. But I'm going to call you. And I was like, okay. And you never called me. But then when I dropped the episode 2, and you seen it, you text me like, I'm about to call you because I can take away. And I was like, oh, damn. That's the only reason why I like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of like that. But I thank you very much for coming on here with me.
Because I didn't, but...
And sharing your story.
I had to support you, and you know, I'm glad we got to talk about it. Even though we talked about it before, but you know, got to talk about it, and I was able to tell my side.
Okay, well, I thank you for coming on the podcast with me and having this conversation publicly in front of everyone. So I do thank you for that. So let's make a toast. We want to do cheers to
growth,
friendship, friendship, and. What else? Cheers to us. Fuck it.
Like and subscribe to my mommy podcast.